Every twin parent remembers the very moment when they found out they were having twins. The initial shock, the disbelief, and later the worry about the risks of twin pregnancy and birth. It can be a roller coaster of emotions that are normal, but need to be addressed to stay healthy. Our expert panelists are here today to talk about managing your emotions during a twin pregnancy. This is Twin Talks, episode number 22.
The ultrasound shows your babies to be healthy.
What? Did you say babies? You're huge. Are you having twins?
Are they natural?
Which one do you like better?
Twins, huh? My neighbor's cousin's brother's uncle's a twin.
So can they read each other's minds?
How do you tell them apart?
Twins? You got a two for one.
Do twins run in your family?
Double trouble.
You're not having any more, are you?
At least you're not octomom.
If you're pregnant with twins or you're an experienced twin parent, odds are you've heard it all before. Now it's time to hear from the experts. This is Twin Talks, Parenting Times 2. So welcome to Twin Talks, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Twin Talks is your weekly online, on-the-go support group for expecting and new parents of twins. I'm your host, Christine Stewart Fitzgerald. Have you heard about the Twin Talks Club? Our members get bonus content after each new show, plus special giveaways and discounts. Subscribe to our monthly Twin Talks newsletter and learn about the latest episodes available. And another way for you to stay connected is by downloading our free Twin Talks app. It's available in the Android and iTunes marketplace. Well, first of all, let's get started. We've got some great panelists here in our studio. So let's go around and introduce ourselves.
Okay. Hi. My name's Jessica Young. I'm 38. My occupation, I am a postdoctoral fellow at UCSD. I have two children, twins, boys. They're about 8 months old.
And my name is Larissa. I have three children. The oldest two are twins, James and Anna. They're 4 years old now. And I have a little one, not so little anymore. She's two now, and her name is Sasha, another girl that came very unexpectedly.
Yes. Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sunny, and I'm going to be running audio on today's show. I'm the owner of New Mommy Media, which produces Twin Talks, Parent Savers, The Boob Group, and Preggy Pals. So I'm a mommy to four children. My boys are my oldest. They are singletons. I guess I should point that out. So my oldest is about four, and my middle guy is just about two. And then I have identical twin girls who are one of them's in the studio right now. The other one's in the other room, on the other side of the wall. And so you may hear her squawking a little bit. But they're great. They're 5 months old as of yesterday.
Woohoo!
I'm Shelley Steely. I'm 30. I'm a high school history teacher, and I'm also the producer here at Twin Talks. I have two boys, Grayson and Sawyer. They're identical twins. They'll be two in July. And I'm also expecting a little girl in August, so excited about that. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know about a program we have where you can stay connected at home. You can follow us on Facebook or on Twitter with Twin Talks. If you want to participate in the conversation from home, though, you can use hashtag TwinTalksVP, and that allows you to be a part of our virtual panelist program where you can participate in our conversations, ask questions, and get some answers.
Awesome. And I'm your host, Christine Stewart Fitzgerald, and I've got identical twin girls that are 4.5 years old, and then I also have a singleton, and she is just turning 18 months, and she is just now sleeping through the night.
Yay!
Oh my gosh, that's a whole. But I thought twins were hard, but it's a whole different story there. But I'm happy, you're just starting to get some sleep.
Today on our annoying comments people make to twin moms, we have Jamie in San Francisco. Jamie says, I have fraternal boy-girl twins. Yesterday, I almost smacked this lady for being so ignorant. She was telling her son, while pointing at my babies, look, son, that's our future right there. Those are cute boys. Are they identical? I say, no, they're a boy and a girl, not two boys. Not to mention, my daughter was in a pink dress. After I tell this woman that it's a boy and a girl, she had the nerve to say, well, she would make a cute boy. Really? It took everything I had not to call her the names I wanted to.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now.
The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Today's topic is managing your emotions during a twin pregnancy. And today we're talking with our expert panelists who are here to talk about the range of feelings and concerns that they had during their pregnancy and how they manage them. So thank you for joining us today, everybody. So I know everybody remembers that moment. So what was your initial reaction when you heard that you were carrying twins?
Well, we did want to have twins, I guess, in a way. You know, we did some fertility trying to have children, and we didn't have any. And we were just hoping for one. And then we were almost having a miscarriage, sort of. And we were really scared and rushed to the doctor. And we found out that we're having two. And we had two healthy heartbeats. And so it was a shock of having two. And at the same time, you know, just really blessed that we were pregnant. So yeah, that was
so
exciting.
You're happy,
yeah,
and relieved, yes, all at the, yes, same time. All at the same time. Imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember I was for my first OB appointment, not at all thinking I was going to have twins. Never had crossed my mind or my radar. So we went through the whole appointment, health history, describing how I could have a midwife or an OB or whatever at UCSD, which was a great place. And then the very end, they did the first ultrasound. And she just looked at me and she said, "Somebody's having twins." And I literally thought somebody in the next room was having twins that she could hear.
Why would she say somebody?
Yeah. I don't know. And then, you know, she showed me the screen and we saw the very clear two gestational sacs. And my husband and I just looked at each other in utter disbelief. And then the rest of that day was just a blur. Yeah. And I was about 10 weeks along at that point.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had a similar experience as well where, it was first pregnancy and, thankfully we got pregnant. And, of course, there was no history of twins and my girls are identical. So, again, yeah, it was not on the radar in the least bit. And it's like, literally, I remember looking at the screen where they show the two sac, the two heartbeats, and she's pointing out and saying, "See, on this side, there's a heartbeat, and over here, there's a heartbeat." And, you know, logically, I could put it together, but emotionally, like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I just remember walking. I had to go to work that day, too, and I just remember walking up the stairs to where I work and just being like, I cannot believe this. And I don't even know. It was weeks after that before I could actually wrap my head around doing work again.
Yeah, I kind of had the same experience. I didn't have any fertility troubles that I knew about, but I have PCOS. And so my husband and I decided to start trying right after our wedding, thinking that it could take a while. I had been, you know, told by my doctors that sometimes women have trouble. But I got back from my honeymoon thinking I was jet lagged and ending up to be, you know, positive pregnancy test. And same thing, I went in and I sat down with a nurse at UCSD and, you know, I wanted to see a midwife because that's what my mom had done. And we went through all these great possibilities. And then they turned the ultrasound machine on and she goes, "Oh, twins." We're like, "Excuse me?
What?"
You know, there's not a nicer way to break this to somebody. Yeah. You just kind of throw that out there. And then all of a sudden it was, well, this is the doctor you'll be seeing. And yeah, this is when we need to see you next. And it didn't seem real. I mean, here I was thinking that the first ultrasound would make the pregnancy seem more real to me. And it had the exact opposite effect. I just entered this weird, like, quasi-dream world. I think for the rest of the pregnancy.
Yeah. Now, I mean, after you guys, you know, after that sort of initial shock, like, oh my gosh, you know, what are we for? I mean, what were your feelings about having twins? I mean, you know, was there some level of excitement? I mean, it's sort of this, you know, special club to be in. Or were you just, you know, were you scared or, you know, anxious?
I was plain scared, just scared. Never knew anybody was twins, never had experience. And I mean, I barely had experience with babies. And having two at the same time, you know, not having family around, I was just, whatever. And my husband was happy all the way. Right from the beginning into the ultrasound and, you know, until we had him. So, you know, and I was always worrying.
So were you worried about the pregnancy itself? You know, and carrying
I think it's a lot of it is just the hormones. I really think so. It's you know, I cried more, of course, and you know, just like smiles that were irritating to me, and I just, you know, it was all just kind of like a ball in me, and so. But I think going back, it's just. You know, it's hard to remember. I think like the pregnancy and the first year was the twins. It's all just one big blur.
Yes.
But I remember just not being as happy as my husband was. That I remember, and he was just ecstatic, like two boys, and ended up having boy and a girl.
Our situation was a little different. I mean, I was very scared at first, and then I got pretty excited because I was sort of older when I got pregnant. And I thought, well, if I have one, I'll have to try again to have a second. So the fact that we had twins, I suddenly started thinking, this is great. They're going to have each other their whole life. And I got very excited. My husband, on the other hand, was completely freaked out the whole time. So I think he was really not expecting to get two at once, and felt suddenly a weight of a lot of responsibility mm-hmm. on him. He was, of course, very happy, but and he went with me to every single doctor's appointment and everything. But I think it really brought home this, like, this is, you know, a big responsibility that is coming up.
Two kids at once.
Yeah. I always wanted twins. And so my husband and I, nobody has twins in the family. And so I never thought it was really going to happen. I just kind of, when I found my spouse, I was like, okay, I literally kind of checked that off. Okay, I'm not having twins. I mean, it was just in my head that, you know, had to come from the family or whatever, because it's so random to have identical twins. And so I just kind of went about my life. We had two babies, you know, two kids prior. I really wanted to try for a girl because we had two boys, and that was even a struggle to try to convince my husband to go for a third. We never really talked about a number of kids we were going to have until we had two, and he said, oh, I think we're done. I'm like, oh no. And so in my head, I kind of had the number four in my head, and he had two, and we kind of came to the understanding that we would try for a third. And I know I've shared this story before, but they didn't catch my first ultrasound. They didn't catch the twin pregnancy. So it was a complete shock to us. And I think I went home, and it was kind of, you know, it was during the first trimester screening. And so they're looking for defects and, you know, stuff like that, chromosomal type things. And so I came home from this appointment in tears, and my husband's thinking something's wrong with the baby.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I'm just in shock, in tears, because I'd always wanted a twin. I would tell everyone I wanted twins because I knew it wasn't going to happen. It was just like, oh, you're a twin mom. I have always wanted twins. I'm just that annoying person that would walk up to twin parents. And so, and so when I told him, he was in shock, complete shock, disbelief, looked at the pictures. Of course, I'm like crying hysterically. And and I think then he was like, I need to go get some alcohol. And I don't even think he's processed it now. I think when he sees two babies, he's still like, I don't know how that happened. And I'm like, you know, I said I wanted four, and it happened.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to ask you a question, if you don't mind. I've had so many moms come up to me and say, oh, you have twins. How lucky. You know, I wish I had twins. And I always say, Why would you ever want to?
I was that annoying person.
Have them one by one. I was like, why?
You know why? I think growing up, I was an only child.
Okay.
So I think that mentally had something to do with it for me. And I think that's why I knew I wanted to have more than just a couple kids. But I don't know. I think even now I would understand why people would want twins. I don't know. I know it's extra work, but I wanted them my whole life. I still obviously want them. I think they're the greatest things ever. I don't know.
I do too now, but
before. And and it wasn't any more than I thought it was going to be or less. It's just perfect.
I find that the people who say that to me don't have children yet.
Yes. So. So it just looks cute.
Yeah. When we go out, you know, with the double stroller, they're all happy. Everyone says, oh, they're so cute. You're so lucky, which I am. And they are very cute, but I look at them and I think, you don't know.
You don't know what you're in for, Now, you guys had mentioned that your husband's, had a little bit of anxiety about, I think, the idea of having, oh my gosh, we're going from, two to four, or from, two kids to, four all at once. What were they doing? I mean, did they change their, lifestyle or planning? I mean, I could say my husband, when we announced it to our parents, we actually ended up getting them on the phone, this little mini conference call. And my husband is such a planner. I mean, he, wants to have everything lined up. So we kind of told them at the same time, we said, yes, we're pregnant and, we need help. And, there's like this sort of pause, like, okay, sure, you're going to need help. We're happy. I said, we're going to need double help. Rut twins? Yep. So my husband, I think when we found out, at the beginning, he went into planning mode and he's just like, okay, we're going to line everybody up, get the family there. And then we were living in a condo at the time, a two bedroom condo, which was fine for us, but there was like no storage. I don't know where we would put a double stroller. So we're like, okay, we need a house. And so we just like started the search for, okay, we've got to move. And so there was all these things that my husband's like, okay, what are we going to do to support this having the kids?
My husband kind of had the same reaction. I mean, I guess a little more. We had just gotten married and he had just started a new job and I was a teacher. And at the time I had been laid off 2 years in a row and I actually got laid off while I was pregnant. I was really excited. I had always, not wanted twins like tangibly, but when I was little, I had imaginary friends who were twin boys, believe it or not. And then, I would always buy like two dolls and say that they were twins. And so I was excited. But at the same time, we were living in a one bedroom apartment on the second story and we shared one car, which was a two door Civic Coupe. And we had two small dogs and it was just like our entire life is about to be completely turned upside down. We need a bigger place. We need a bigger car. How are we going to take care of these animals? How are we going to take care of me? I mean, am I even going to have a job next year? So for me, I was worried about physically carrying the twins and mentally managing the stress of it. And my husband was just seeing dollar signs.
Like, oh, yeah.
I mean, basically left and right.
Like, how are we going to afford this? Double of everything, all the gear.
Yeah, I think that's my husband's stress, too, was the dollar sign thing, and he just kind of was in denial until they were born and I did all the planning. But I think for him it was really worrying about how to provide for all of us, even though we both work. I mean, I work too, so it just was this something he thought
about
a lot.
Men also are, he was thinking, how are we going to pay for college? And when are we going to buy them a car? And I was like, let's take it back a step and think about, when would we buy them cribs? And how much clothing will they need? Let's slow down.
One day at a time. That's great advice. Now, how about just the pregnancy itself? I mean, by definition, a twin pregnancy is considered high risk. For those of us who've either had some, medical issues or, fertility or, advanced maternal age, all these sort of layers of complications, I'm sure there's some degree of just, concern. What did you guys, feel about that? Well, I had a very good pregnancy. I was just really blessed to have, I had maybe a little bit of discomfort in the beginning, but a little bit of bleeding in the beginning. So it kind of, made me worried. But other than that, it was a great pregnancy. I stayed active. I swam the whole time, which probably helped a lot.
Oh,
great. I swam, and 3 times a week, I think I went to the pool. And but you know what was really had it all for us that we surrounded ourselves with people that supported us. It was just all positive. Everybody's like, you're going to make it. It's going to be fine. We're going to help you, whatever you need. And, not necessarily things that, actually happened. Not necessarily a lot of people helped. But just, having a lot of positives around us was really good. Because, if people said, oh, how are you going to do that? If people were saying those things to us, then it would have been hard, Mm-hmm. It would have been like, oh, yeah, how I'm going to do it. But we heard more, oh, it's going to be so great. You're going to have 2 kids, boy and a girl. Wow, all at once. Look, you guys wanted kids so long. And like, look what's happening. And so it was really good for us. So mm-hmm. The people made the difference for us.
Oh, absolutely. And, and I know joining a twins group, we did an episode recently about the importance of joining a twins club. Mm-hmm. And I know so many parents join when they find out they're having twins. And then you get to talk to, other twin parents and get those stories. And you can kind of normalize that. And it's like, okay, this is a normal twin experience.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I had done that earlier. So I didn't join anything until I met Shelly, which was towards the end of my pregnancy. She got me on her Facebook group. I had a very good pregnancy also. I was also very active. I was an athlete before I got pregnant. So my idea was when I thought I was just going to have one baby that I would be able to run and swim and do all of these things that I did during my whole pregnancy. But I was very sick in the beginning and I had to dial back a lot. But I also swam the whole time and that helped a lot with me. And but also I was one of those people who had never had any medical problems. I had never gone to the doctor, and then all of a sudden I have to go every 2 weeks and then every week, and that was a big shock for me. But what helped is because I was keeping myself active. Every appointment I went to, you're doing great, you look good. I had a great OB who was calm mm-hmm. and answered all of our questions. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wish I had joined a group earlier, because I didn't know what to expect for at least the beginning mm-hmm. part. Mm-hmm.
I think having a good support system is key. And I also think your medical care is really important for me in dealing with my concerns. I mean, I was stressed about everything because I'm a researcher. That's what I have to look up everything. And so, I was reading every book and every article, and the statistics related to multiple pregnancies can be a little bit scary. I mean, the first trimester, it's like you've got to deal with the idea of vanishing twin. And then it's like your cervical length and your blood pressure and your fluid. And we found out one of my babies had something called velamentous cord insertion, which is where the cord, instead of going into the middle of the placenta, is actually inserted through the top. So it's kind of a precarious positioning. It's not dangerous if we're aware of it, but I mean, don't even Google it, because the stories are terrifying.
Yeah, we had that
But what was really helpful for me is every time I would go to the OB and tell him my concerns, that's normal, this is fine, we'll manage it, you're normal, this is fine, we'll manage it, And so I think just knowing that I had a care provider that was informed and educated and just aware of concerns was really comforting to me. And mm-hmm. I had a really, really easy, they always call me boring, pregnancy. Yes. I mean, I was miserable. I got this weird rash on my arm, and I got, I had reflux and I had morning sickness, and I ended up developing cholestasis, which makes you itch from head to toe. But every single appointment, my babies were doing great. And I think for me, that was really mm-hmm. reassuring.
Yeah, I'll just second that. I mean, I know my husband and I are both in science. We work in molecular biology and genetics. And because I was an older mother, I had a lot of concerns at the beginning with, genetic abnormalities, and had, studied a lot of this. And we debated a lot of whether to have an amniocentesis, twice. And again, that's where our doctor was very helpful, letting us, ask all of the questions. My husband was actually really, really worried about it as well. In the end, we elected not to have the amnio based on the screening, and I did the maternity 21 test at the beginning. which I highly recommend. I found that very reassuring and very easy and very accurate. And between that and talking with our doctor and having educated conversations, it really eased our worries along that front.
I think you guys raise a really great point that, I mean, you know, there's a lot of information out there, and especially, you know, if you are, you know, you have access to good
too
information.
Too much information. Too much. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't Google it.
I mean, it's really, it can be really overwhelming. I know, you know, recently I was, you know, looking at a Facebook group that is talking specifically about identical twins. And there are so many posts about, you know, some of these different medical conditions, the twin-to-twin transfusion syndrome, and there's so many of them. And you, by reading it, you would think this is a really common thing, and it's like, oh my gosh. But, you know, the reality is it really isn't. So, I mean, I'm actually thankful that I didn't read all this stuff when I was pregnant with my twins, because I think I probably would have freaked out a lot more.
Yeah.
Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of our concerns about being the parent and the parenting once they're born, and then manage the stress during the pregnancy. So welcome back. Today we're talking about managing your emotions during a twin pregnancy with our expert twin panelists. So now when we're thinking about becoming the twin parent and, oh my gosh, I've got two little babies, you know, how do I deal with that? What were your concerns about that? You know, like, oh my God.
I had never held a newborn baby before I had my own, and suddenly I had to hold two at once. And so my concerns in the beginning, I think, are what every new mom who's inexperienced has, is that I was going to break them, drop them, somehow wake up and have them, you know, not be okay. So that took me a while to get over. I remember in the beginning in the hospital, I had them next to me and I would just try to sleep with my hand on them to make sure they were still breathing. Mm-hmm. Like, because I just couldn't imagine how they could continue to breathe on their own when they were just so little. So that was my main. And it took about a couple of months before I realized they were a lot tougher and not as breakable as I thought they were going to be.
Definitely, yeah.
My main concern was not being able to give them individual attention. I mean, I think I remember some other twin moms talking to me about this when I was pregnant through the group that I went to. And when you imagine yourself with your first baby, I mean, in my mind, it was like bonding with this new infant and going to the park together and, you know, taking them out places and having this connection. And it's not like that with twins. I mean, it's not like that really at all. It's hard to bond with two babies at once, especially when you're recovering from, you know, major abdominal surgery, and you don't really feel like you connect with them because, quite frankly, all you have time to do is feed them. Mm-hmm. And I would feel a little bit of guilt too, seeing all these other women with their one baby that they could just hold in their arms all the time, or like wear on them, you know, with a wrap and get things done and around the house. And I just felt really like guilty and upset, you know, just a little bit of like regret over that experience that I wouldn't have. But once they were here, it was much easier to manage because, you know, I got to know that it was really easy to love two babies at once. I mean, you hear about people expecting their second, saying, oh, I don't want to give up this time with my first, and how will I ever love two? And I was like, well, it's really quite easy. Don't even worry about that at all. You'll have time, you know, you'll have time for them and you'll have affection for them. And so I think just realizing that it was okay to feel that way, but to kind of like excuse myself, you know, for it, you know, that's nothing, it wasn't my fault I had two, and, you know, they weren't being deprived in any means at all, and they have all kinds of cool things that one baby doesn't have. So just kind of that emotional aspect of it.
That's interesting. Yeah, I think for me, I know it was more just about the logistics. I mean, I felt like, oh my gosh, I mean, you know, up until then, I really didn't have a lot of experience with kids. I mean, okay, I babysat when I was, you know, a teenager, but I didn't have any nieces or nephews. And yeah, you know, I think a lot of my friends, we, you know, sort of waited, you know, had the careers and then decided to have kids. So I, you know, wasn't in that phase. I was kind of, you know, having kids at, you know, a new time and sort of trying to figure it out as we go along and thinking, oh my gosh, how do you manage just the day to day and the feeding? I mean, that was probably the big thing. Like, oh my gosh, that was just such a, it seemed like it's going to be a daunting task. And, you know, I know some people are like, you can breastfeed twins? I mean, just like even think it's possible. So I was trying to just get my head around, like, you know, how did, what does the day to day even look like? Where, how do we, you know, fit in little eating, just eating for mama?
Yeah. Well, it's, I think it's important when, you know, your husband pitches in. My husband did everything. You know, I think he, the first 6 weeks, he changed all the diapers. I don't think I, you know, touched any because I was feeding him all the
wonderful.
Time, like you said. Really? But, you know, and he was just so hands on, and he took about 4 weeks, I think, off work, which was so helpful. I mean, the first day he left for work, I was, I'm going to call you. There's no way I can do it. There's no, and you know what? You just kind of settle into the routine. You know, you wake up, you feed him, you go for a walk, you know, you come back. And I felt like breastfeeding was so much easier than, you know, formula for me, because I just fed him at the same time and then I was done, you know? And so it was kind of, and my daughter was always done first. So I put her and she would fall asleep. It's just, you know, you kind of do what you have to do, and it sort of just becomes your day, and it's, there is a routine about it. You know, yeah. People say it's unpredictable, but it's really not. You know, I mean, they were horrible sleepers, and my mm-hmm. shock was that they cried all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I had that too. I didn't know if they were just crying all the time, or if it was double extra loud because two, or uh-huh. when one would stop, then the other would start. So it was this continuous crying,
and you're constantly afraid they're gonna wake each other up.
Yeah, yes. And I didn't know what that was normal, if the babies were crying too much, or it just seemed like they were crying too much because there were two of them. And I'd never, you know, yeah. first babies, so yeah. that was hard.
Wow.
I think mine cry more than usual, because I look at other babies, you know, I look at this one, like mine would not be like that. There's just no way.
I'm jealous. Yeah,
it's, she's, you know, in her milk coma now, though.
Yeah, well, you, before milk or after milk, you know, Mine, it just, they still like that. So, you know, it's, everybody has a different personality. Yeah.
Well, how about, you know, during the pregnancy, did you have any just key activities to manage your stress? I think, Larissa, you mentioned you were swimming.
I swam too.
Was that kind of your go-to relaxation?
It was.
Did anybody do yoga? Anyway, I did prenatal yoga, and that seemed to just help. I mean, and kind of with some of that joint stress too. I know I did a lot of stretching. I
did a lot of stretching too, not yoga
specifically,
but stretching.
I didn't do yoga specifically, but I did stretching. I was also a dancer before getting pregnant, so I continued in one of these, a class at a little studio near me, which was, it was a good challenge for me because I had to look at myself for an hour in this full face mirror and just watch myself get bigger and bigger and bigger, which was something I had struggled with, but I forced myself to do it and, you know, appreciate what my body was doing, even though I hurt and wasn't moving the way I had been used to moving my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, maybe it's the comparison, you know how you used to move and look, and now, you know, it's like this.
It's, but like, what is this body?
Yeah.
Now, were there any, you know, bits of advice that you, you know, your healthcare provider, you know, told you, or, you know, maybe things you learned about, you know, your own pregnancy that were sort of reassuring and, you know, gave you that extra confidence that, okay, you know, this is going to be okay, you know, where you went from that initial, you know, shock and concern about, oh my gosh, what do I do, to like, okay, we're really going to be okay. I mean, what sort of put you over the edge to feel more calm and relaxed that this is a manageable pregnancy?
You know, it's funny you say that, because my sister always, you know, when I tell her, you know, we've had a few miscarriages back then, and I always, you know, before the twin pregnancy, and I, you know, whenever I was pregnant, she always said, you know, pregnancy is not a disease. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's a normal state of life, and you know, you don't need to do anything extra special. Just and I think especially with twins, you know, there is a lot of talk going about, you know, you have to do this and you have to do that, and, you know, the weight and this, and don't gain too much or don't gain too little. And you know what, like Shelly said, it's just, you know, just relax. And, you know, the more we enjoy ourselves during that time, I think the more emotionally ready we're going to be for the kids, because, you know, that takes a lot of energy to just worry about, you know, that. And I mean, I gain a lot of weight. I just, why are the pounds piling on, like, every week? Like, mm-hmm. I would come, it's like 4 pounds in 1 week, really?
You know?
But, you know, it comes off. So, just go and do it. And if you crave that ice cream, eat that ice cream. You know, it's going to do you, I think it's going to do you more harm than stressing about eating that ice cream than actually eating it. You know, it's just, it really is. And I think we women just worry way too much. And my husband said it all the time, like, you're just pregnant. There's nothing bad going on. So yeah, just we shouldn't treat pregnancy as a disease. I think that's my biggest piece of advice that came from my sister. And that's how I look at it now. You know, you just enjoy it. It's a special time of your life. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have anyone really give me specific advice. Most of my family and friends were just like, I can't believe you're having twins. How are, you know, it was sort of the opposite of how do you manage it? How this and, you know, how do you feel? I could never do that, you know, things like that. And I just said, well, I don't know any different. You know, this is my first pregnancy. But I think it was, yeah, going to the doctor and being reassured every time that I was actually very healthy. He said, oh, you should be our poster child. You're boring, you know, this. And that made me think, okay, yeah, my body can do this. And I think it was at the very end when I went to a little over 37 weeks. And everyone had said, you know, I had read all these stories about people having their twins early and, you know, everyone said, oh, you're after 32 weeks, you're good, you're good. And the fact that I could keep going and I thought, okay, yeah, my body is actually capable of doing this, mm-hmm. you know, thing, carrying them almost, you know, full term.
I think all twin moms expect to go into labor at 30 weeks, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody, yeah. Because people, that's what we hear all the time. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then even, you know, I work with physicians that, you know, I work, you know, in a healthcare related field and I keep saying, you're going to go any minute now. You're going to pop because at 30 weeks, I looked, you know, like a 40-week pregnancy. And so, but I think as further as I got along and I realized that even if I did go into labor, the babies would be okay, that I was past all of these points of where, you know, things that were harmful to them could have happened, I felt more and more confident that I was going to have. My goal was I just wanted healthy babies. Mm-hmm. And I did. I had two big healthy baby. So
that is awesome. Yeah, I mean, I can relate to that too because I also delivered at I think 39 weeks 5 days and I kind of said no to an earlier induction and because everything was fine. They said, well, as long as you're monitoring. And so that kind of gave me extra confidence as well that, I mean, things had been tracking. It was kind of the same thing of, hey, this is sort of a boring pregnancy. Yeah. So as long as we're, you know, they're just doing the monitoring and those non-stress tests and everything's fine. And so I felt like, okay, boring is good. So, you know, we're going to shoot for, you know, the vaginal birth and we'll just see what happens and keeping an open mind. And so I think I felt better and much more confident towards
yeah the I think in the beginning I don't know for me because like I said I had never been to the doctor very much and all of a sudden all this medical stuff started piling up and hearing you know what could go wrong in the beginning and they tell you all of these things and you have to have an ultrasound every time you go in and they look at the babies and make sure and then you know I think in the beginning that worried me a lot. Every time I went in, I wanted to see, you know, are their hearts still beating? Are they still growing at the same rate? And then towards the end, I realized, okay, yeah, they're ready. You know, they're just incubating in there now and they're fine. Mm-hmm. And once I really wrapped my head around that they were fine, I became much calmer mm-hmm. about it.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for each of our panelists for joining us today. And for more information about emotional health during a twin pregnancy or for more information about any of our panelists, visit our episode page on our website. And this conversation continues for members of our Twin Talks Club. Thanks so much to each of our panelists for joining us today. For more information about emotional health during a twin pregnancy or for more information about any of our panelists, visit our episode page on our website. This conversation continues for members of our Twin Talks Club. And after our show, our panelists are going to talk about some special moments during their twin pregnancy. And for more information about our Twin Talks Club, visit our website, twintalks.com.
Here's a question posted on our Facebook page from one of our listeners. It comes from Danielle in Oregon. Danielle says, I'm in my third trimester, pregnant with identical twin boys. We have two children already, ages 3 and 18 months, both boys as well. I'm a little concerned that our older boys are going to be jealous of all the attention our twins will receive, especially since they are the same gender and easier to compare. Do you have any ideas on how to reduce jealousy or sibling rivalry between twins and singletons?
Well, hey, Danielle. This is Natalie Diaz from Twiniversity, Multiplicity Magazine, and the author of What to Do When You're Having Two. First of all, God bless you, chick. Four boys under the age of three, you deserve definitely a special medal. So I think we should make you a trophy. I'm going to suggest that to the team at New Mommy Media that perhaps we should start making trophies for people like you. But it's great. I don't want you to be too nervous. The good news is that it's all boys, so you're going to save quite a bit of money on toys. So just get them a bunch of footballs and some trucks and maybe a random doll here or there, and you're going to be okay. But I hear you. You know, it's always an issue with sibling rivalry and making sure that your twins and your other boys feel like they're getting enough mommy time. One of the best tips that I could give you is choose a day. Choose a day, whether each week, each month, each year, whatever you could do, and just give a child one whole day. So in our home, because we have the twins, we do it by week. So every week, one kid gets to have a day. And it's not like we're excluding everybody else from the family. We're just having that person make a little bit more choices than usual. So what do you want for breakfast? Where do you want to go today? If you can, start spending more time with one child. We have a golden rule at Twiniversity, and it is never leave the house without a child. So if you have to go to the post office, if you have to run to the grocery store, take one kid with you. Having one kid with you is going to be exponentially easier than taking your entire brood of boys with you to a grocery store. So you may want to start thinking about how could I spend time with one kid. And really, don't worry about being equal. I know that sounds horrible, and I'm not saying that all your boys shouldn't have the same amount of time, but I am just trying to say be fair. Be fair. You know, if you spend time with this one kid today, try to do that for the next one tomorrow. But don't get overwhelmed and don't focus too much on one-on-one time with each kid. Just really be the best mommy that you can and just try to do the best that you can. But I wouldn't stress too much. I am just so envious because the love that you're going to feel for those boys, you have no idea how many hugs and kisses are in your future. And I'm jealous. I love my little dude so much that I can't even begin to tell you. So I am envious of your situation where, as the majority of people will probably say, oh my God, four boys? I'm saying four boys, God bless you, chick. You're one of the luckiest people I know. So good luck.
So that wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Twin Talks. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Preggy Pals. It's for expecting parents. And our show, The Boob Group, for moms who breastfeed their babies. And we also have Parent Savers. It's your parenting resource on the go. So next week, we'll be talking about encouraging individuality with your twins. This is Twin Talks, Parenting Times 2.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating health care problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified health care provider.
New Mommy Media is expanding our lineup of shows for new and expecting parents. If you have an idea for a new series, or if you're a business or organization interested in joining our network of shows through a co-branded podcast, visit newmommymedia.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.